G-44, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. In the aftermath of ICA Chairman William Godfrey's sudden disappearance from his own inauguration speech in Buenos Aires, a moment whose potentially destabilizing effects were easy for Birchwood's inner circle to forget about, given that his equally sudden appearance there had brought with it revelations of far greater immediate concern, the universal feeling was that silence wouldn't do. Before any grander plans were enacted, and things were moving quickly in that regard, with hearty discussion sometimes breaking into passionate debate about who should go where in the next few hours and what levels of risk were acceptable or even necessary, something had to be done to ease the public's understandable concern and to prevent that concern from manifesting itself in the form of overnight disorder. With the continued absence from the public eye of Dan and Tara causing intense media speculation, particularly now that ICA security officers had confirmed that a full evacuation of the building was complete and the duo still hadn't been seen in public since arriving there in the morning, Emma McCarthy was the obvious candidate to deliver a message about their continued absence and Godfrey's disappearance. Message management was typically Emma's forte, but today called for something even more urgent: crisis management. Unusually, Emma had William Godfrey himself present at her side while she was brainstorming how she could possibly act to reduce tensions before things boiled over. The two had faced off on several occasions in the past and had been implicitly allied against shared enemies on others, but never before had they worked so closely on a common goal. There had always been an element of professional respect between them, with each recognizing, usually begrudgingly, how good the other was at their respective job. Godfrey was a masterful politician capable of selling unpopular policies and forming the unlikeliest of coalitions, while Emma saw media narratives in a way others simply couldn't, as though she was viewing things top-down through a wider angle lens than anyone else had access to. Both had remarkable eyes for detail, and thus were left alone together in Emma's office to come up with a workable plan. Some of the others wanted to participate too, chiefly Tara, but Dan talked her down and insisted that it really was better for Godfrey and Emma to take care of it. It had already been absolutely decided that Emma wouldn't appear in a live interview on any news station, but would instead record a short statement and post it directly online with a note permitting media outlets around the world to freely distribute it. And this eased Tara's mind somewhat by ensuring there would be no slip-ups in dealing with unexpected questioning or anything of that nature. Tara ultimately relented when Dan told her that Emma and Godfrey's absence from the living room would enable the rest of the group, including Leisha and Sacco, to talk openly about their options for ways forward in tackling the broader issues of the day. Paths had been presented courtesy of Billy's remarkable discovery of Earth-based transcripts, as well as Sacco's desperate invitation for Dan and Tara to join him on New Kerguelen as a matter of urgency, and the time was right to dive full-heartedly into them. With Godfrey not sufficiently trusted to hear everything, his presence had been a hindrance to the other's ability to talk truly openly. And with Piper's ailment and the consequences of it ever becoming public knowledge acting as the driving force that pushed the group to seek solutions involving levels of risk that would otherwise have seen them dismissed as ridiculously cavalier, this was an important point. As soon as Tara was fully on side with the plan, she offered to help Emma with her hair and makeup. This idea was politely shot down by several of the others at once, including Emma herself, and Tara was quick to accept their reasoning that Emma's video message should look more impromptu than stage managed. She wasn't going to mess her hair up on purpose or anything like that, but Emma wasn't worried about any imperfections.
"One of these days I'll have an idea that one of you likes," Tara had laughed as Emma and Godfrey entered the office, and once they were gone, she was glad to get down to the business of discussing what the rest of the group could hope to do next.
The entirety of the living room-based group, Leisha and Sacco included, were more than a little surprised by just how quickly Emma and Godfrey re-emerged to announce they were finished.
"It'll be on TV soon," Emma said.
And even she was surprised to see her face and hear her voice less than a minute later via the combined power of super-fast internet enabling the data transfers and the huge popularity of her rarely used social media platforms, ensuring that the video was spotted and shared the second it went live. Emma and Godfrey had clearly worked fast and decided to roll with an unscripted speech, which hit the main points, given that they had been gone for only 6 or 7 minutes and the message lasted around 3.
"I want to set some things straight today," the spoken message began, "which will hopefully help everyone realize that there is no reason for any concern and definitely not for any of the hysteria that's being whipped up in some places. As we all know by now, a second shelter was discovered on New Kerguelen. We've all heard the rumors too, but what I want to tell you is I don't know what the bad news from New Kerguelen is. Clark didn't know when he mentioned it at the drive-in either. We just knew that Leisha had to go home and stay there for a while to deal with something. People have read way too much into what Clark said and have flat out made things up to fill in the blanks of what he didn't say. I can understand people doing that, because I do it too, but what I have a much harder time accepting is certain media outlets being deliberately inflammatory and creating scare stories when there is no reason to do so and no benefit to doing so beyond inflating their viewing figures. As for what happened today, all I ask is that everyone tries to remember that we've known for a long time that the messengers actively want to cooperate and that they were keen to work with the ICA, even during the days of deadlock at the UN. The timing of this isn't great for us, but it could be that something genuinely urgent, for the messengers, not for us, has come up. Or, just maybe, it could be that the big gathering in Buenos Aires got their attention. We know they've timed things like that before, like the triangle turning up in Zanzibar when Godfrey was opening the GCC in that exact same building. I'm not worried about my husband, I'm not worried about my sister, and while no one would probably expect me to worry about Godfrey in a personal sense, I'm not at all concerned about what his disappearance means for interplanetary cooperation either. He'll be back soon, as will Dan and Tara, and I'm as confident of that as I've ever been about anything. The only thing I'm hoping for is that they succeed in helping the messengers with whatever problem they're facing at home, if that is what this is about. Lastly, I want to firmly ask media outlets to stop giving the oxygen of publicity to people like John Cole, and I also want to just as firmly ask everyone to bear in mind that the messengers have never done anything to hurt us in all the time they've known us. And not only that, they have always gone untold miles out of their way to help us. So if they need our help with something today, and if they have indeed taken the two humans they trust more than any others in the shape of Dan and Tara, along with our planet's collectively nominated leader in the shape of Chairman Godfrey, the only thing I'm worried about is whether or not those three will be able to provide the help the messengers need. I've said that twice now, because it's so true that it bears repeating. Under no circumstances would the messengers ever drag them into any kind of danger they weren't aware of, and I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Thanks, everyone. I'll give another update as soon as there's something to report.